And I have to say, you sounded really chirpy. It was really nice. Are you feeling good?
Yeah, I don't feel too bad. Does I sound chirpy?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe I had wind or something. I don't know.
Well, because I think I remember last week, you were a bit like...
Yeah, I just had a really shit day
a bit
last
grumpy.
Week. And yeah. I couldn't work that day off today.
And yes. So what did you do? What did you
Nothing,
spend your day
really.
Doing?
Nothing, really. Just spent it sort of with
the
kids. And I did a bit of food shopping, to be fair. So
nice.
I left the big ones looking after the little ones for an hour.
Okay,
however,
cool.
One of the facts, I'll just say this really, really quickly.
Uh-huh.
Dempsey found this really cool fact out about the moon. I didn't know this.
Ooh,
it,
okay.
It only soaks up 7% of the sun's rays, and that's what makes the moon glow. Did you know that?
Well, I knew that
the
light
that.
Reflects from the sun off the moon, and that's why we can see it.
I was just so chuffed with the fact she went and found that herself, and she didn't even do it online, she found it in a book.
That is cool. And how old is Dempsey?
She's recently turned 8.
Right, and so not, for a little one, yeah.
She's not the most academic kid in the world. She ain't got a lot of time for school, to be honest. So for her to do that, and to do it from a book as well, I thought it was pretty cool.
That is cool.
And proves how little I know about stuff, because I didn't know that. I just always presumed, oh, the sun, you know, the moon glows. It's a bit like the sun. I didn't realise it was reflection from the sun.
Really?
The entire rest of the world clearly did know that, but I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I'm not even going to lie to you about it. I did not know that.
So you were today years old when you realised that it's reflected off the sun?
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying.
And your daughter was 7 years old when she learned that.
She was 8 when she learned
I thought you said she was just turning 8.
No, she recently turned 8.
Recently
eight, so
turned 8.
That's a little bit better that an 8-year-old is educated than me as opposed to a 7-year-old.
Wow, so what did you think? Did you think it was just its own little light bulb?
I never really thought about it.
Thought about
the Lion King, where they're all lying there looking at the stars.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's Timon says, they're fireflies or something. Uh-huh. And Pumbaa says, I thought they were massive balls of gas burning away in the atmosphere millions and millions of miles away. And obviously he's right, but he didn't realise it. It's a bit like that. I just always thought, you know, it just glows. You know,
wow.
It's what it does.
Wow, mm-hmm. Keith.
I do know some stuff. I know other stuff.
Wow. All right. For Christmas, I might get you like one of those Planets for Kids sets, something.
I think you should. One of those pop-up books.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It breaks the syllables down so it's easier for me to pronounce.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Dear me. Oh, that was funny. So overall, I think we're both in pretty good moods today, which is a change. It's always either
you should be in a good
one
mood.
Of us is...
Yeah, it's normally one of us. What's up with you this time?
Yeah, how can I cheer this one up this time?
Yeah, God, I'm running out of material now.
Yeah, but I am. I'm buzzing because I'm in my new house. And
I've seen pictures that you've sent and mm-hmm. ones on Instagram. Mm-hmm. The girls look happy.
They are. They love it.
Are they both settling in all right?
Oh, God, yeah, they're great. I mean, the white one's a little bit tetchy usually anyway, so she was following me around for the first couple of days. I couldn't even pee in peace. But but now they're just, she's, you know, because it's got such big windows, I've just put like a little...
Those windows, I love them windows.
Yeah, they're fab. For anyone that doesn't know, they're like 4 big arches of windows at the front. And so I've put a dog bed just at one of the arches at the front, and she just lays there and just watches the world.
She's sunning herself.
Yeah, she loves it.
Oh,
yeah,
nice. Oh, that sounds brilliant.
Oh, it is, it's nice.
No, it's a really good mood for you.
Thank you. It's that been lots of fun. So I'm going to do the wine open.
Okay.
What's your poison tonight?
Stella. Already opened it.
Stella.
I can't do the sound effect.
Nice. Right, okay. So, now, can you remember what we talked about last week?
The one bit that's sticking in my mind is the wall
The what?
And the teachers.
Oh, that. Oh, God, don't. Yeah. Don't even. I know. Actually, I was so riled for the rest of that night.
Oh, no.
Mm.
If, well, I said, they can't apologise stuff like that. If it bothers you, it bothers you.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know.
Chester Zoo's bothering me at the moment.
Why?
Because they're looking like they're going to go out of business.
Right.
They're starting up horse racing because...
Chester Zoo are starting... Oh, no.
No, it's with the lockdown and all that. The things that they are opening up, like car showrooms, horse racing starting, the football starts in a couple of weeks, because that's all about money.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Chester Zoo, and it's not just about the animals there, but they do a lot of conservation as well. And it costs them $24 million a year just to keep running.
Right.
Or $1.6 million a month.
Oh, shit.
And, yeah, it's looking like they're going to go out of business. And wow. That's one of those things. It's probably not that important to a lot of people, but it's one of those things I think that's really bad because they do a lot of good. It's not just it's all about the animals, but they do an awful lot of good.
Yeah.
And because they're not, and zoos weren't officially shut down at the start of lockdown.
Right.
They weren't one of these that said you must not open. They just didn't open because it was the right thing mm-hmm. to do. But now I think it's this week they've been told they're not allowed to open.
Mm.
So now they've been told they can't open.
Oh, yeah. I see what
that's
you're
two
saying.
2 months ago, there was no problem. But
so they couldn't.
They got everything in place, mm-hmm. and it's surely got to be easier to govern social distancing where you've got people working, you've got all the arrows and everything mm-hmm. down, than the beach or the park.
Yeah, but the thing is, because they've only been told by the government now, it means they haven't been able to claim.
Exactly.
Shit.
It's awful.
Yeah, that is
anyway,
awful.
That's my.
I mean, what would happen? To the ant?
I don't know. I know exactly what you're going to say there. I honestly don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And then, like I say, all the stuff they do for conservation across the world as well.
Oh no.
It's awful.
They should set up a GoFundMe. I mean, I'd pay a tenner for that.
they have. Right. We've donated to it tonight.
Oh, can you? Okay.
Yeah.
Send me the link.
I will do.
I'll pop a tenner in. And not that anyone will. If they can't even give us a theme, they're not going to. They're not going to donate a Chester Zoo, but I'll pop the link on Instagram. So basically where we were last time, it was the 30th of March. Michael was being an arsehole.
Yes.
As per. Then there was the bit about being sent to the wall.
Yeah.
I think we'll just go, because we got through quite a lot last week.
We did. And we just took it up to the end of the month, didn't we?
We did.
And it's going to be 1st of April, start of this episode.
I'm sorry, I'm just reading what we did last time. Oh, she had the day off school.
That's right.
Our best friend Annie said that class wasn't the same without her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 1st of April. Funny, she's written 2003. She's got the year wrong.
She hasn't, she?
Or maybe it's our own little April Fools. Maybe she's fooling us.
Oh.
She's making me question everything. Right, no, it's definitely 2004. Yeah, it's 2004. Nah, she's just in our own little April Fools, the little bitch. Right. 1st of April, 2004. Hello, my petite pals. Hi. I've had a shit day today. By the way, no April Fools. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I hate Michael. In fact, I hate all boys except Dylan.
Okay.
Michael is such a shit. I hate him so much. And to be honest, I can't even remember why. I do that all the time. I get pissed off with people. I'm like, I just know they did something. I just don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Right. Ooh, we've got Miss Wilcox back. Secondly, Miss Wilcox is a bitch.
Is she the maths teacher?
Yeah. I think she did a bit of maths and science, but she's from the very, very beginning. We haven't spoken about her really yet. Yeah. I need to come up with a name here. Stuart.
Stuart, okay.
She whacked Stuart over the head with a dictionary.
Jesus.
It's really funny because that didn't surprise me there, because when I was talking to my mum last week about the wall and that, I was telling her about how that school had real issues, and I told her about that. And I didn't even know it was going to come up. And I said, you know, that bloody Miss Wilcox, she used to smack people over the head with dictionaries. I saw it from my own bloody eyes. Oh. Really bad.
Imagine it now.
Well, even then, it's 2004, Keith.
That's true. It's not like when I was at school. I mean, the world's changed a lot in that time, but you'd think lawsuits and all that.
It's...
Imagine now. Yeah. Someone done that at school. They'd be...
What would happen to them?
Well, they would lose their job, they would probably get imprisoned, and they would get sued as
well. Fucking Miss Wilcox, man. She whacked Stuart over the head with a dictionary, and he was really hurt. He said he's going to tell his mum. Well, I hope he did.
Yeah, so
on. And then Michael, in science, said to me, Joe, and I said, what? And the bitch, I think that's his girlfriend, said, Joe, if you are going to sweep... She said, Joe, if you are going to whisper sweet nothings to Michael, please take it outside and leave your hormones at the door where when you come in here, please. Right, so obviously I hate Michael, so I haven't been whispering... Hang on. I haven't been whispering sweet nothings, so I don't understand. Fucking... What did we call her? Shit, I can't remember what we called her. Never mind. If you are going to whisper sweet nothings to Michael, please take it outside and leave your hormones at the door when you come in here. And then I've written, I fucking hate that fucking witch. Oh well, someone punched her in the stomach. Wow. Oh my God, little Jaquan, why are you such a cunt? Oh no. I can't even condone what I'm about to say. Little Jacoa writes, she didn't obviously say it out loud, but she writes, oh well, someone punched her in the stomach and there probably will be difficulties in birth. And she goes, no pain, no gain. Whatever the fuck that means.
When you said that you had to read that bit out, that is entirely what I was expecting.
Was it?
Yeah. I think that's the thing, you know, kids get hurt by something, that's probably, yeah, I think that. And I don't mean to think it. It's not necessarily saying that you're an exceptionally bad person for it, it's just one of them things, isn't it?
What I found interesting is I read it out, probably going to find difficulties in birth, no pain, no gain. What she's written is probably going to find difficulties in the birth, no pain, no gain. So I'm assuming that just means... Oh, yeah. Look, let's just get through this because this is... Right, let's remember... I'm sorry. Let's remember, right, that this girlfriend of Michael's is a psycho, right? Even at 12, mm-hmm. I can call her it. I was friends with her. She's just flat out not nice. And she's also... What is it, those liars? Person that can't stop lying, what do you call them?
Like a pathological liar.
Pathological liar, right? She's a pathological liar. Let's just get through this next bit, okay?
Okay.
No pain, no gain. I think she should drop her fucking hormones that she has taken out on me. But Michael said I got him into trouble. Piss off, Michael, bastard. I think we called her Ellie. Ellie?
Yes, we did.
Won't...
Or wasn't she your nice friend from Voss? Or was that...
No. Oh. No.
So many names.
Ellie is the one that accused one of our lovely teachers of not nice stuff.
Oh,
she's
yes,
a fucking psycho, right?
Yeah, she's a psycho.
Ellie won't dump Michael because she says she's shagged him. That we're all 12. It isn't even on anybody else's mind, really, but for some reason it's on hers.
Yeah.
Their relationship is a fucking joke. So, that's the end. I just wanted to say, She's a pathological liar. She's obviously a psycho. I obviously still have some pent-up anger about the way that she treated me and everybody else in that school.
As you should. As you should. Stuff like that don't leave you.
Like, she wasn't even local. She came up from the south. So she's not even, like, one of us either.
Oh, right.
Just putting that out there. Because I am, according to my boss, I'm regionalist. Did I tell you when he said
really?
That? He was like talking about the new stuff that's coming up and the media shoots and that we're going to be doing. He was like, you know, I just feel like you're a bit, you know, you're a regionalist. And then he was like, no, sorry, not a regionalist. I just mean that if you're in the north, I think you'll be happy. And I was like, right.
I've never even heard of that phrase.
I guess it's
before.
Like nationalist, but to the region. But it,
racist, but regionalist.
But it's like patriotic to the county, I suppose, because I remember one time I got like a flat tire or something, and I was telling them about my experience with the tire guy, and I literally said like they were so friendly and it was so good, and I went, oh, but you wouldn't get that service down south. And they're like,
absolutely right,
half
there,
joking, half telling the truth. So from then he's decided that I'm just like a pure love the north, you know. So but I tell you what, we did try to get to send each other some cakes because we're about to get to the 1,000 download stage. And we thought that we'd have a little isolation party, I suppose. I tried to get a cheesecake sent to you. Dealing with southern retail is so different to dealing with it up here. Like, up here, they'd be like, yeah, you need, like, nay bother, what do you want? And on, when do you want it? And I'll do anything to help you. Down there, where they were like, well, can't do that. Well, no. And then, oh, well. Yeah. And I literally offered to pay them more to get specifically what I wanted. And she was just like,
did you really?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I made it really clear what I wanted. And she was just like, well, this is the package and that's it. And it's this amount. And I literally said to her, like, I will pay more for this, like any amount. And she was just like, no, it's not what we'll do. And I was like, well, do you know what? You not get my service then?
Yeah, no, I don't blame
it was
you.
Such a different experience to reach. Like, a bakery up here, like, especially in the times as well, they must be dying for business. All I wanted was a cheesecake that could be delivered, and I wanted it in a specific way, and she just wasn't having it. And I thought, well, do you know what? You're not getting my money. Fuck you.
No, I don't blame
bloody
you.
Hell. Anyway.
What's wrong with people?
I know.
Anyway.
Right. Their relationship is a fucking joke, then. I was asked out. Oh, we've said his name before. What did we call him? Lee. It's Lee. You know, the one that I accidentally kicked and then I got sent to the wall for. Not last week, but I think that was the week with my mum.
Yes, it was.
Right, so we are good friends. Well, we were, but also still keep in touch. Even 10 years later, we still keep in touch, me and Lee, you know?
Oh, that's
nice. Just shows. Yeah. I was asked out by Lee today and I turned him down because there is a disco tonight and he only wants... he only wants an easy pull to dance with and I am not an easy pull. Well, at least I know I'm not an easy pull.
That's very true.
I can turn him down. Somehow I lost that into my teens. I don't know what happened. I am not an easy pull. Ellie is an easy pull. Ooh, that is such a burn.
Nice link.
The other reason is, hello, I am going out with Dylan and I am not a two-timer. Also lost that in my teens and 20s.
You and the rest of the
world. How people change. Oh, those 12-year-old morals, though. You can't beat them, can you?
No, you can't. It's purity.
Well. Well, I didn't even go to the disco. Everyone else got to go, so I'm miserable. Bye. Love, Ocean Girl. Doesn't go into detail about why she didn't go, though.
No, like in the States, like, Joanna got pram with me. Was he asking you to go to the disco with him or to go out with him?
Well, I think he was saying, can we go out, but only because he just wanted a date for the disco.
Saving the hassle of having the sweat situation of asking a girl to dance. Like, yeah,
oh God, yeah.
Yeah. Can't fault him, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a good tactic. Yeah. Hang on a sec, I'm just going to wait for Billy to get off the floor again. Watch, she's looking at something. Looking at her. Oh, now she's wagging her tail and trying to get me attention. Hello, honey. All right, well, I do love you, but I'm kind of busy, baby girl. This is the thing about having dogs. You cannot tell them just to fuck off because they don't get it. Give me a kiss then. No? Do I have red wine breath? I know. Oh, are you going to say something? Oh, Billy, speak. Go. Oh, go on for Keith. She's going to. Go on, do it.
Love it when they do that. That's like a telling off, that is. Millie does it every day I get home from work. She does. There we go. Look, yeah.
That was quite a deep one, Bill. Right, can you lie down, please? Because I am actually busy. Okay, right, I'm just gonna... now the other one's come. Right, this is silly. Right. Okay, so we're on the 2nd of April, 2004. Hello, my petite pals. Hi. Today has been a bit of an emotional, exciting, confusing, and have I said emotional? Which doesn't make sense, but fine. In the morning, I was really happy because in maths, the first lesson, we were given a lesson on our own choice because it was the last day of spring term. Oh, so it basically wasn't maths. Remember that when they're just like, oh God, not even, when they'd like wheel the telly in. It would be on like some stand on wheels, like the big box telly. And then for like the first half of the lesson, the teacher would be like trying to fiddle on with the wires. And, oh, is it working yet, kids? Tell us if it's working.
About 8,000 feet of lead dragging behind it as well.
Yes. It was the same with the projectors. Can you remember those big projectors that they'd wheel in? And it would be like a laminated clear sheet that they'd put on. Oh my God, back on the day.
They can't still use them. They have touchscreen whiteboards and shit now, don't they?
I know. Right, we were given a lesson of our own choice because it is the last day of spring term. I got some graph paper and done a pattern that I learned in first school. I was sat on a table by myself. All the rest of class were on the other side of the room. To be fair, that sounds like me.
Heaven.
The second anyone says teamwork at work, I'm like, oh, that for fuck's sake. like with the house move, like, I can do it all on my own. Yeah, I fucking did, though. I did it. I was sat on a table by myself. All the rest of the class were on the other side of the room. Miss Wilcox was sitting opposite me, and she was talking to herself. And I told her that that was a sign of madness.
She didn't have a dictionary in hand at the time, did she?
Oh, fucking imagine. She burst out laughing and said that she had been going mad for years. Oh, the classic, classic reply. She is a cool person, really. No, she isn't, Chikoya. All right, I'm glad you feel it that day.
It's good that she sees the better in people. Well, you know,
what do you mean?
She's seen the different sides of the teacher. She thinks she's, you know, a nice person. Now, she's clearly not. But, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely lost that in my 20s as well. In English, me and Annie were given a job to sort out all reading books and see which ones were missing. There were quite a few. Anyway, the class was allowed to have the radio on and they turned it up. They turned it up right loud. Miss... Oh, there's another name. Think of the surname.
Donaldson.
Miss Donaldson asked me to turn it down. And when I did, everyone was really nasty to me. I just shrugged and Miss Donaldson turned it off.
That's not exactly your fault, is it? Teachers told you to turn it down.
Yeah, I know, but do you know, I have to be honest, no one little Jacoa, Miss Donaldson probably didn't ask her to turn it down. She probably just went and turned it down. You know, realistically.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's probably why. Fair enough. I love these little impressions that you do. Keep them going. In Assembly a Day, it was a big celebration assembly, and parents were invited. In Assembly a Day, it was a big celebration assembly, and parents were invited. Me, RP, and Mrs. Smith had to play a musical instrument in the songs. Me and RP were on flute, and Mrs. Smith was on the guitar. I remember this. In the middle of the first song, Mrs. Smith did something to her finger, but she kept going, and so did we. She played all six verses, and then she realised she'd actually broken her finger. So poor. This teacher was fantastic. She was, you know, just one of those teachers that if you had a problem, you'd go to her. And she might not be able to do anything, but she'd listen. And she was canny as hell. She played this song on guitar, accompanying us two on flute. Broke her finger in like the first 30 seconds.
And then she carried on.
Yeah, like she got it like... She got it stuck in the thing and then pulled it out and broke up. It was her middle finger. Because I remember like for 2 weeks after she had her fingers in like one of those bandages. So she broke it and kept on going for the entire six verses. I know. She did say it was very painful. Fucking bet it was, man. Now that's a great teacher thing, isn't it? Like she just carried on. Yeah, I'm here for the kids. You know,
always be respected good for luck. That as well. We're like, there'll be kids talking about that. Teacher once, she broke her finger. She still carried on playing the song though. But then for 2 weeks, she was swearing at everyone because of the bandage.
Yeah, I wonder where she is now. Oh, I wonder where she is now. Right, Miss Wilcox left for maternity leave today. And my favourite teacher in the whole world left. Miss Wilcox, a different one. So we've got two Miss Wilcox. One's the cunt and one's a nice one. But the nice one was like, it was her retirement. Right. She was dead old, but she was dead canny, to be fair. Bit wet, but canny enough. I cried and cried. She did too. Well, I don't actually remember this encounter at all. I will miss her so much. I did a poem for her and she has it. I worked on it all through lunchtime every day this week. I don't remember. I remember the nice Miss Wilcox, but I don't remember that encounter. Aww. I didn't even realise I was that close to her, to be honest.
What a fucking lick ass.
Fuck you.
No, that is nice. That's really nice.
No, I'm joking. Yeah, no. Fucking... Yeah, I lost that in my 20s as well. I'm like the opposite now. I just piss all my bosses off.
Well, you're regionalistic. What is it called?
Regionalistic. Yeah. Tendencies, yeah. Yeah, just pissing on southerners all the time, forgetting that he like literally lives in London. Tonight, I went to the Theatre Royal with Mam and Jeff to see Gilbert.
Fuck off.
Oh,
please let it be really embarrassing. What was it?
To see Gilbert and Sullivan's PMS Pinafore.
Gilbert and Sullivan. Yeah, that's not that embarrassing. I thought you were going to say like Peter Andre or something.
It is. I'm 12. Yeah. I'm being taken to see fucking... What is it? Is it opera? Or is it like funny opera?
Yeah, opera. Yeah.
It was really good. The singing was fantastic. Now, I don't know, because I remember these going to the Gilbert and Sullivan's. I was bored rigid.
Well, you would have been. You were 12.
I know, but she's saying it's really good. And Mam's reading her diaries again. I'm giving it 2 days and there's going to be another I Love My Mam.
I think the April 1st, 2003 was an attempted April Fool's joke on your mum. In case she thought like Little Girl's time traveller or something.
Well, she got me. 16 years later, I was thinking, bloody hell, have I been saying 2004 this whole time? So, yeah. The singing was fantastic. I slept in the way back in the car. Yeah. Love, Ocean Girl. Oh, that is a little sweet image, isn't it? Right, we're on the 6th of April, 2004. Hello, my petite pals. Hi, how are you? I'm okay, I suppose. Mam went to work this morning. Oh, God. I was on Neopets website, mostly. Do you know what Neopets is?
I can't say I'm conscious and aware of the name. I can't say I know what it is.
Oh, my God. Is it like a Tamagotchi thing or something? That's such a flashback. No, it's, well, sort of, but it's online. It's a website, neopets.com. It's so like late 90s, early 2000s. And you just, it basically has no, what's the word? It doesn't have anything to it. It's literally just you pick a cute pet and then you play games to earn coins and buy it cute food.
Is it a bit like the young Nintendogs thing you used to have on the DS? Do you ever have that?
It's not even that good.
Oh, is it not?
No, because like you don't have like a home or anything.
Oh.
It's literally just like a white screen with a cute animal, and you get like the more games you play, the more Neo coins you get.
Do you have to pay for this, or is it free?
No, it was free. Well, you could pay for it, but
I pay for extras and all that. Yeah.
And yeah, you would get like a cute donut to feed it rather than a bit of wheat. Awesome. That was basically the game.
That sounds really shit.
It was really shit. But, you know, in the mind of a 2004 12-year-old, well, it was like fucking bee's knees.
It's absolute 12-year-old girl stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Although, I don't know if it's going to come up. But I had an account, right, that I had about 300, maybe even more, 300 to 500,000 Neo coins, right?
Right.
This meant I could get fucking anything, right? Yeah. So I was victim to my first ever fraud.
Oh.
Because someone sent me a message saying that if I gave them my login, then they could get me double the Neo coins that I already had.
The bastards. And they stole your coins?
Yes. They didn't just steal my coins, they stole my entire account. So I lost my pets, I lost everything.
Do you know that's actually really, really horrible.
Yeah, it was.
I know it's not real money, but they've done that to a 12-year-old kid.
And by this, I mean, to get 300 Neo coins takes you a good year to get that. It really did. I was devastated.
It's more than just the coins, isn't it? And it's like opened you up to a world that you don't need to be aware of.
Yeah, and I'd had the same pet for that long, so it was like a grievance. Yeah. It was awful. So I sent that scammer a message and I was like, excuse me, I don't seem to be able to log into my account now. And they were like, yeah, suck it. And I was like, oh, shit. This is our first ever fraud, scam, whatever.
I need to find out this. Find out who this was. Seriously.
Well, the thing is, I tried, it must have been about a year ago, I was curious and I tried to log back because obviously I started a new account after that and did even better because I was like angrily playing after that.
Yeah.
And I tried to log back in, but I'd obviously given a fake birthday, so I can't log in because it hasn't been, I haven't logged in for so long. It wants me birthday and I put it in and it's wrong. So I must have given it a fake one.
Dude, did you have to be like 14 to play it or something?
Is it one of must those? Have been something like that, yeah. Yeah. Oh, so I lost all that. Anyway, so she's about to get into it, I think, actually. I was on Neopet's website mostly while my mum wasn't in. I have a pet, an online pet, I mean. He is a brown grundle with bright brown eyes. Now, these grundles, do you know what? I'm going to put a picture on Instagram. You'll see why I like the grundles. Because I'm going to geek out for a second. What you could do was you could go into the site and you could get like any of the pets that were on there. There was like 100 or so. But to get a Grundle, you had to go to the planet Grundle and like complete a mission. And then you would get given a Grundle and they came in like 5 different colours. But like you couldn't choose. It was just whatever you got. So which made it special.
Right.
Anyway, so that I always had Grundles because they were cute.
It's a bit like me with Star Wars and stuff. I get it. I get that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it was a big deal. And these Grundles are really cute. I'm going to put a picture on.
Okay.
Right. He is called Brownie Grundy. I love him. He is so cute. I'm sorry I haven't written for such a long time. But, to be honest, nothing's happened. I did go to play badminton with my mam. Oh, God.
What?
My mam is so great.
Called it.
You totally won that. I gave it 2 days. You were like, nah.
Get it.
She is so great. I really hated her this afternoon when she came home. She's just writing it for her mam.
Yeah, of course she is.
I really hated her this afternoon when she came home, but I knew she was right. She and I are friends again, and I think she is super.
Oh, that's sick.
She could not do a better job as a parent. Wow, we're really hammering it home today, little Jacoa. I wonder what the fallout was. She's really hoping to make up. She is fab. Woohoo! Me and Mam went to Hexham today because I had a singing lesson. Mam really puts herself out for me. Well, she always has.
I'll tell you what strikes me, the fact that a 12-year-old kid notices how much her mum does for her. And, you know, as kids, we're not programmed to really understand exactly what our parents do for us. So the fact she said that is nice. But yeah, that is written it's written for her mum. Yeah.
But the worst of it is, my mum says she never even read it. So it didn't even get to her anyway.
Oh, you know? Well, she's hearing it all now, isn't she?
Well, yeah.
I have to say, if one of my kids was saying stuff like that about me, I'd be like, so suspicious. I'd be like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Either what do you want or what have you done?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I can see it now when me mum's like, what's up?
Yeah.
How much are you pregnant?
Yeah. Who's is it?
No, mam, no one wants me. I'm not pregnant. Mam really puts herself out for me. Well, she always has. She has always been a great mam. She is the best of the best of the best. I love her. Yeah, so that was a good half a page. That went on for. When we got home, I cleaned out my room. Mam is happy now because it is spotless. So I think we can see where the argument started.
See what
you've
got done for then, yeah. I've got to say, I'm right with your mum on that one.
Yeah, I mean, oh my God, like kids, oh, honestly, it would be a right wreck. Oh, I love you, ma'am. You are so cool. She's talking directly now. You are so cool. Love, Ocean Girl. Well, I think that was one of the best ma'am send-offs we've ever had.
That's the best I've heard yet.
Yeah, so I just powerful. Love how you called it.
I was joking as well.
No, like I got the inkling the day before.
Yeah, you could see it coming, couldn't you?
Yeah, and then you were like, "Yep, it's coming."
In a big way as well.
Oh God, in a big, big way. I'll have a little peek at what's up for. Oh, so the next entry is the 14th of April. So we miss. Like an entire 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 8 days.
Blimey.
Wow. So, and we're sort of getting to the end. I mean.
Of the first book.
Yeah, I mean, we're on, this is episode 15.
Landmarked.
And we did sort of say that we thought it might be the 20th episode when we end.
Yeah, we did.
I'll tell you something as well today. So there was a missing diary that was like the integral part of my teens.
Oh, right.
And I knew exactly what it looked like. I knew the colour and everything, and I'd like etched onto it in the front. And I said to my mum, like, all the diaries are there except for one, and it's going to be like integral to the whole story. Oh, and my mum was like, oh, she looked everywhere, she couldn't find it. I went the other day to get some DVDs because I've got no internet at the minute, so I'm just watching DVDs. In the middle of the DVD box was the diary.
Yeah. Oh man.
I like clutched it to my chest and I was like, oh. It was lush. So because that's always been a stickler for me, because every time we finish an episode, I'm like, I know it's going well, but I always knew there was going to be this massive gap.
Yeah.
And now I've found it.
Oh, that's
and
a really big deal then.
Yeah, that gap isn't going to be there anymore. We've got years to go through and it's just going to be spectacular.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll leave it there. I'm really sorry about the dogs getting in my hair.
I don't worry about that. Normally, you can hear my kids fighting in the background.
That has, and the mysterious birds as well.
Yeah, that's odd.
I haven't heard them in the last couple of episodes.
I've recently moved my desk slightly, not massively. It was flat against the wall, it's now at a 45 degree angle. Whether that's had anything to do with it,
It's just so for the listeners, actually, we haven't even told them. When I'm editing, I get Keith's audio and I obviously edit them together. And I said to Keith at one point, I was like, what, do you have like caged birds in your kitchen or something? And he was like, no, why? And I was like, all I can hear is like tropical bird song in the back. And it went on for like 3 or 4 recordings, I think. Very odd. Mm. Very odd. I love these, Keith. It's so much fun. Honestly, thank you so much.
No worries.
Yes, and I'll catch you then. I'll send you a little text later, won't I?
Yeah, why not? I'll send you one back as well.
All right, thank you. I'd love that. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
See you later.
See you. Hey all, thank you so much for listening once again. You know, you can find this podcast on Instagram at Read My Lips Podcast, Twitter at Lips Podcast. If anyone has any teenage stories of their own, come on guys, you must have some. Send them over to readmylipspodcast@gmail.com. We'll all have a proper giggle, eh? You can find us on our new-ish Facebook page. If you don't want to send an email for the stories or ideas for the bonus episodes, you can just pop in a DM on Facebook if that feels a little bit better. Also, please rate and subscribe because it really helps us. Music comes from Ben Sounds. All names have been changed to protect the privacy of others. Until next time, bye.